You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
I got my hairs did. I got a haircut. We had basketball games, various nonsense around the house.
Nonsense.
I do want to talk about this Facebook group that I'm going to be forming, Dom.
Tell me
about
it.
Let me kill this. Let me turn this on. I haven't actually watched Bridgerton, but is this like...
It's the thing.
Is it the thing? I mean, is this something that would be...
It's the thing currently. Remember how Queen's Gambit was the thing for a
while?
Yeah.
So my Facebook group is going to be called Bridgerton Widows, and it's going to be a bunch of dudes talking about dude stuff because we've completely lost our wives. Gone.
Nicole is gone now, huh?
She is sucked in, buddy. That's yeah. She is consumed with Bridgerton. That's all she watches. That's all she talks about. And if I have to hear about this Duke of Hastings anymore, this Simon guy, oh boy, Dom.
You've had it up to here, huh?
I can't compete. I cannot compete with the Duke of Hastings. And it's starting to affect me just a little bit. I did some more research on this guy, and he's really good looking, first of all. And then I guess there's a lot of... sexy time scenes in the Bridgerton with this particular Duke and a lot of butt shots of this guy. Saw a couple of them on Google Images. Good looking butt. Can't compete. So she's trying to talk to me about this program and fill me in on everything that's going on with it. And I'm like, I will never, ever watch this, but I'm glad it's bringing you joy. Yeah. And she's been following along with a couple other moms on Facebook. And there are women that have watched this show, because I think there's only one season right now, like two or three times.
Oh,
that's
okay,
how much they're into it. It's over
and over. I know it's extremely popular, and it's caused the books that are based on to absolutely zoom to the top of the Amazon charts. So
I know. I know.
It came up in discussion this weekend, but... neither of the women who live in my house have watched it.
Well, get ready. It might be coming. Then you're going to feel inadequate.
Really, it's not Gretchen's style.
Sexy men is not her style. Well.
I could see Zoe, though. she would watch it probably.
She'd get into it?
Yeah. Gretchen, not so. She's not into romance stuff like
she's
that.
She's the outlier right now.
Yeah, she is. But, you know. She's too busy watching her murder crime shows.
Right. So guys, keep a lookout.
There's a little bit of murder into Bridgerton. She's all over.
There might be. I don't know. So, fellas, keep an eye out. That Facebook group will be formed later, and we can talk about grilling or something. I don't know.
The Bridgerton Widowers?
Yep. That's us. It's us guys sitting there.
Good luck.
Disappointed in our bodies.
Again.
Maybe if I played that while I was smoking like meat or doing stuff around the house, Nicole would become interested in me again.
No.
I keep calling her Your Highness around the house and things like that, trying to just, you know, play along. she hates it. All right. What's going on with you?
Got a new bed.
Nice.
With the adjustable, you know, head and feet and stuff like that.
Those are the best.
Playing around, trying to figure out what's the right setting, so forth, so on. But got that. That's good. So, and then our Saturday night movie night became Sunday night movie night. We had to move it back a day. We always try to sit down with Zoe, who's 18 years old, college student, and expose her to some sort of film that there's no way she would have seen. And use it sometimes, mostly just for entertainment. Like last weekend was... When Harry Met Sally. This time it was The Hunt for Red October.
Ooh, nice.
And which I consider one of the best movies ever made.
So good.
Especially the writing and the acting is superb. But I used it as an opportunity to talk to her before. And I did a little primer before the movie about the Cold War. I said, what do you know about the Cold War? She goes, was that like during World War I? And I said, did they ever bring up the Cold War in school? She goes, not once. So she went through 12 years of public school and 1 year of college and has never really heard anything about the Cold War and the, you know, the tension between the United States and the USSR, you know, for what was that, for 45 years from the end of World War II to like 1990? Not a peep. Nothing.
I wonder why.
Zilch. Zero. I don't know. And it's not like I was upset about it. I'm not saying, oh, damn school. I'm not doing that at all. I just found it interesting that it hasn't been touched on, at least for her. Now, I'm sure there are some schools that do teach it, but I mean, we sat and talked about it for about 10 minutes before we even started the movie. So we had a little chat before the movie and afterwards, and she was quite interested in it. She goes, that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
The whole, you know, the
tensions.
It was a war without really a war, and about how the people who were serving in this war were really the spies, like the KGB and the CIA. It wasn't troops going in and shooting at each other. It was spies working against each other.
Yeah.
And
what did she think of the movie? Did she like
it? Loved it. Yeah, she's really cool about that kind of stuff. But she did say, she goes, if you had not had talks with me, and we paused the movie multiple times to kind of explain what was going on, she goes, I wouldn't have figured out any of that naval stuff whatsoever, you know? And so we stopped and we just had, it was like movie night was.
Is there going to be a test? There'll be a test on this.
You know, not a bad idea, really.
Make it multiple choice, all right?